parsha is Parshas Tazria Mitzora. We have a double parsha. And the parshios primarily focus on Tuma, Tzara'as, leprosy, and other things. I actually want to focus this move on one phrase that appears multiple times in the parsha. I never really thought about this too much until I saw a very, very beautiful insight about it. And I think it's a message, it carries with it a message that is extremely important for us as we start the new Zman and really for our lives in general. And I'll quote one pasuk. It says in Parshas, Tazria Adam, a person, ki yeh, b'or b'saro, a person that has on his flesh, se'is, o sapachas, o baheras, a different kind of taras, v'ya b'or b'saro, l'nega taras. What happens to that person? How do we take care of it? V'huva el Aaron HaKohen. And he is brought to Aaron. That phrase, v'huva el HaKohen, v'huva el Aaron HaKohen, he is brought, is repeated multiple times as the Torah describes various different forms of tzara'as. Rabbi Yerucham from the Mir, in his Sefer Das Torah, in Parshas Naso, asks the following interesting question. How come over here it keeps saying by the Mitzora that has tzara'as and he is brought? As opposed to by the Nazir, it says, Yavioso, he will bring himself, the Nazir, who grows his hair out long, who abstains from wine and from becoming Tameh. There it says, Yavioso, and Rashi there says, Hu mei vi es atzmo, he brings himself to the Kohen to become purified from his Nazirus. So how come by the Nazir, he brings himself? And how come by the Mitzora, he's brought? Says Rabbi Yerucham the following beautiful idea. He says when it comes to the Nazir is a person who's trying to get closer to Hashem on his own. And Chazal say, Tzadikim libam birshusam. By a tzadik, his heart is in his control. He controls his heart. And therefore, he brings himself. He wears a crown. Nezer, he's called a Nazir. Why? Because Nezer Elokav al Rosho, the crown of God, is on his head. He's taking the initiative. He's doing what's right. And therefore, he brings himself to the Kohen. However, says Rabbi Yochanan, the Mitzorah is the opposite. The Mitzorah, both when he's Tameh and even when he's becoming Tahar, he's dragged. He's dragged along. He's brought to the Kohen. Maybe he was dragged around by his Chevra. Maybe he was dragged by his own desires. Maybe by his Yetzara. He's dragged. The Nazir initiates. The Nazir gets a crown. And he comes on his own to the Kohen. The Mitzora who spoke Lashon Hara, who was in with the wrong Chevra, who was influenced, who let other things get to him, he doesn't bring himself. He has to be brought to the Kohen. V'huva el HaKohen, v'huva, passively, we pick him up and bring him there. He won't bring himself. He doesn't have the strength, the courage, the backbone, if you will, to bring himself. And it's this point that I want to discuss with you a little bit now, the idea of backbone. The idea of being more like a Nazir, less like a Mitzora, not being huva, not being grabbed along, schlepped along, but rather being a person who was able to see what's right, do what's right, and act accordingly, not necessarily be concerned with what he's going to say, gesundheit, or what she's going to say, but really just to be strong in her commitment. I'll share with you just two ideas in this vein. Number one, the opening Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch has a first comment, famous comment. He says, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. A person should always imagine that Hashem is in front of him. That's an amazing, important klal, important rule in the Torah and in the tzaddikim that always walk before Hashem. And the Rambam explains further, because a person acts differently when he's in the presence of greatness than when he's all alone. And then, listen to these words, says the Rambam, quoting from the Rambam, the following. Lo yizvayish. Don't be embarrassed. Ipnei bnei adam hamaligim alav tavoras Hashem. Don't be embarrassed from someone that's making fun of you in your Vodas Hashem. This is the first Ramon Shulchan Aruch. Don't be embarrassed. If you're davening with a little bit extra kavana, and someone comes over to you with some silly comment, cynical remark, and says, "Ah, you're flipping out, huh?" IG. IG in my house means it's a code word for, it's a very big code for ignore. Ignore. Forget it. Don't listen to him. Don't be worried about what people are going to say when you're a Jew. Don't be a mitzvah who has to be brought, who is brought, whose whole existence is schlepped along. No. Be a person who stands up and does what's right because it's right and doesn't need the approbation, doesn't need the nod and the support of every single person in what he does. He does what's right because he does what's right, and that's how he lives his life. I saw in the Sefer and Vigad, it's a beautiful mashal. It's a story that probably didn't happen, but it has a great message to it. Listen to this. So one time, there was a fellow who was riding on a donkey, and his son was accompanying him. Again, father's on a donkey, son's walking next to him. Meets up with somebody and says to him, "Hey, you're such a cruel person. You're a strong man, you're a dad, and you're on a donkey, and your son, Nebuch, has to be walking, you know, with his feet." So the father says, "You know, you're right." So the father gets off the donkey, and he puts his son on a donkey. They're going a little bit longer. They meet somebody else up. And the guy says, "Ah, must be a new day and age. The son is riding. And the father is escorting. What is like this is modernity over here?" So the father says, "You know, you're right." So the father goes on. And they're both riding on a donkey. Comes over to a new person walking on the street. And he says, "Ah, Tzar Bali Chaim. You're painting the animal. What, you don't care about this animal? Two people riding on one animal?" You're right. So they both get off. So they're walking, father and son are walking next to the donkey. Finally, the other people will go by and say, "Why'd you get a donkey if you're walking next to the donkey? What's the point?" You know, they're right. They must be right. So what do? Father and son take the donkey, put the donkey on their shoulders, and start to walk. Probably never happened in the story. But the message of the story is very, very true and very, very real. Which is that so much of our lives, we worry, we walk around, and we worry about what people are going to think. So much of what we do is not because it's right, and not because it's real, and not because it's what we should be doing. It's because if I don't do this, what's he going to say? If I don't do this, oh my gosh, I'll be made fun of. So I have to do this. I was never zocha to be in a fraternity. Or even to even witness a fraternity.
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. I said that in jest. I, what's a fraternity in simple English? A fraternity is the exact opposite of the first sif of the Ramban Shulchan Aruch. What's a fraternity? A fraternity is everything you're doing, because if not, you'll be made fun of. You'll be laughed at. You'll be ridiculed. You'll be the laughing stock of the group of the campus. And you go through the most whatever you have to endure because lamana frat. Rabosai. This message is timeless and timely.
My dad's a family father.
The message is timeless and timely. The message is that Baruch Hashem, we're back in yeshiva. Hopefully we will have a very nice day as manim. And in yeshiva, we're exposed to a lot of things that we're interested in, that we want to take on, that we want to improve in. And sometimes we kick back or we hold back because of what others are going to say. Let's be like the Nazir. Let's say to ourselves, if it's right, if it's MS, if it's real, if it's what I should be doing, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to care what he's going to say, what she's going to say. Let's not be huva. Let's not be brother. Let's be people that bring ourselves. Let's fulfill the first Ramban Shulchan Aruch. Let's not be those people that
put the donkey on our shoulders, because what's everyone going to say? If this open to be as real as we can be. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Shabbos, good Shabbos.